Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.
The Early Trade for Tyre Power. Family safety is never up for trade.
Yeah, look, he is. So we've had a number of conversations, with Jordan and his management over a few months now. So he's got a big decision to make, and the time's coming pretty quickly for that decision. So, I anticipate in the next two or three days he'll make that call. That will shape a little bit about what we do, over the next couple of weeks. We think he'd be an outstanding fit for our footy club and our footy team. He's an exceptional player, he's a big game player, and he's got plenty of footy in front of him. So we think he'd work in really, really well with our group and our club. But, he's a Collingwood player. He's been there for a long time. He's got some pretty strong relationships there. So, yeah, it's a big decision for him, and I think we'll all know a bit more in the next couple of days.
List boss of the St Kilda Footy Club, James Gallagher, speaking to Trade Radio yesterday. This is the Early Trade for Tyre Power. Family safety is never up for trade. 3AW's Matthew Lloyd alongside myself, Kane Corn. So, Lordo, Channel 7 also reported on the back of that, which is interesting in itself, because I think it was Channel 7 that had reported a day or so ago that Jordan Ngoi had re-signed at Collingwood, but they're the conflicting reports you get from journalists at this time of the year. So Tom Brown this time says it is a cliffhanger in terms of the contract for his services. Collingwood tonight don't know about his response. That was Thursday night in reference. St Kilda now genuinely think they're a chance of landing Jordan Ngoi and pulling off what could be a massive coup, remembering they're unlikely to have the behavioural clauses, or at least as strict as Collingwood have them. Is Jordan Ngoi a good fit for the Saints, Lordo? In football terms, yes, but with Jordan Ngoi, you've got to take the full package.
Well, the great thing for Jordan and his manager is he's got options. Also reading today is that the Bombers had a player delegation who made a pitch, including Jake Stringer, who was there. So I'm not sure if they've got a relationship previous to that. But, he's in that situation, Jordan, that I reckon clubs start to go, okay, could he be good for us? Could he be? So if you've got three clubs all vying for your services, I was always he'll stay at Collingwood. But as every day goes by, you start to think to yourself, okay, could we see him move on? So, I think he, on field, he'd be a wonderful fit for Collingwood. You're thinking of Jordan right now at his best. Obviously, your heart's in your mouth when you secure someone like this. That's why we've got this standoff, because your heart's in your mouth because you can't fully trust him, Kane.
Yeah, it's interesting reading between the lines and hearing that they've been speaking to him for months. Mm. So clearly, if you're happy at Collingwood and you want to stay, you're not really speaking to other clubs, are you? Your focus is on securing the best deal you can at your current club. And you said on Monday or Tuesday that it would be a mistake for Jordan to leave Collingwood. And I think most people would agree with you on that in terms of a career move, Lordo, over the fact that we're arguing over a couple of behavioural clauses here. It doesn't sound like we're arguing over the term of the deal or the financial conditions of the deal. It's a couple of behavioural clauses. You would think with the ride that Collingwood are on, I agree with you, this would be a big mistake for him to leave.
I had a player say to me 2 weeks ago that at Collingwood, they've never learnt more about football in the last 12 months than they have in the previous 7 or 8 years of their career.
Really?
So
young player?
An 8 or 9 year player said to me that, what he's learnt from Craig McRae, Brennan Bolton, and Justin Lepich was just unbelievable what he has learnt about the game. So, I just feel that's all the part of me saying, he's getting paid well at Collingwood. So it's not as if it's a lot more money you wouldn't have thought that St Kilda are going to be able to offer him. I couldn't be too big a difference if you're already being offered $800,000 a season. So, that's where I just think it's a great, it's just French. If I'm his manager, let's get these clauses right and fair. But I think some people, even at Collingwood, Kane, and that is some of his teammates, believe that they are harsh, that these clauses are harsh on Jordan. So they're on his side a little bit here, that there was a little bit unfair on him. So he's well within his rights to be challenging these clauses currently.
All right, that free agency window opens this morning. Collingwood's best and fairest is tonight. Everyone is expecting Jordan Ngoi will attend that best and fairest. And I guess they're hopeful that there will be an announcement on that. If there's not, you would think that it's going to be an interesting weekend. You know, remembering that Collingwood do have the opportunity to match this deal, but if they do match the deal, I think those behavioural clauses that St Kilda don't have, then Collingwood would have to suck that up and work their way through that there. Pies fans, we've asked you the question all week. How would you feel about this? 1-300-23-55-48. Grundy goes out the door. If Degoe goes out the door, significantly worse off, you would think, in terms of a playing perspective next year. Still on St Kilda, James Gallagher, that man, spoke about a player's name who continually be thrown up around this trade period. And you said, Lordo, that he could be one of the bargain players if he did move clubs this year. James Gallagher spoke of Hunter Clark.
He's a terrific lad, Hunt. So actually, he's overseas with a group of our players at the moment, having a well-earned break. Actually, spoke to him early this morning. So, look, Hunter's he's a kid. He's under contract with us. He's incredibly talented. He's a good lad. We love having him around the club. You know, we'd be really reluctant to trade him because, you know, through... mainly through injury, we haven't seen the best of him yet, and he is a young player. He's an emerging player. He's got his best years ahead of him. So you know, I'd expect that that he'd be with us next year, and hopefully for a long time beyond that.
It sounds like the ball's in Hunter Clark's court. If he requested a trade, it doesn't sound like St Kilda would stop in his way. If not, they'd be more than happy to keep him on the list. And what of Brad Hill, who's name was thrown up soon after Alistair Clarkson got the North Melbourne coaching position? James Gallagher gave an update on Brad Hill.
I do. Yeah. I've spoken to Hilly quite a bit. He's played some really good footy for us at times, Bradley. He's, you know, maybe been a little bit inconsistent, certainly in the back half of this year. But he had some mates as well that were probably in that boat. So, you know, we need to find a way to get the absolute best out of Brad, you know, 20 or 22 weeks a year. And we think that, you know, with some tweaks to, you know, some personnel, the way we play and improvements in the program and just the growing maturity of our group, we're really confident that we'll be able to do that. He's, you know, a lot of his weapons they're not replaceable in AFL footy. You know, his running is absolutely exceptional. He's got an ability to play in a few different parts of the ground. He's quite unselfish with his running, his coverage for teammates at times, which it doesn't get the credit that he deserves. But you know, we've all probably taken a bit of a breath at the end of the year and critically assessed how the back end of the season went. And you know, we've all got a bit of improvement to do. That's from, you know, staff to coaches to players. And yeah, I'd be expecting him to play with us next year and beyond. And I reckon we'll see the best of Brad Hill.
There you have it. Long-winded answer to say that Brad Hill is important to them and at this stage is not going to be moving clubs. Let's get to a couple of your text messages. 0419 187 323. Continue to send them through. If you'd like, fellas, this is Dom down in Armstrong Creek. Can you please mention when the Liam Jones deal can get done? Is it today? Yep, it is today that free agency window opens from 9 o'clock this morning. Because he's unrestricted, he can just move without too many issues. Phil wants to know what's happening at Sydney and asks whether they've had their exit interviews. Any talk about players looking to be traded? Wrong, Taylor Bell, Amati. Haven't heard a lot, Phil, with the Sydney Swans at the moment. Now that James Hurd has missed out on the Essendon job, do you think he'll go back into the system as an assistant coach? That's from Griggy. Griggy, we discussed that at length. I think Matthew Lord and myself would love to see it and go to a really strong club and play a vital role and then put his name up again. But he's got some other things, including business interests, which may prevent him to do that. And this on a similar vein from Steve. Do you think there's a chance Hurd would be an assistant coach under Brad Scott? Lordo, if the knock on Hurd is that he needs to do some extra years as an assistant and he really does bleed red and black and want to get back the club on track, surely he is interested in that role.
It's an interesting one, that question. James is the most loved person in the club's history, in my opinion. Like, he's just adored. Absolutely.
Who else is in the conversation? If you were doing the top three.
I'd say Timmy Watson.
Yep.
He's loved and adored.
Michael Long be...
I'm talking Hurdy. I've never seen anything like it. Like the fans,
like Rockstar.
Rockstar, like just loved and adored. Like he, yeah. I did a gig with him recently, Kano.
And surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and I may as well have not been there. But, that's how much they loved him.
Like, I'm telling, the confidence
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, I did hurt a bit. Yeah, yeah. Did hurt a bit. But no, that's – so where what I'm getting at here is Brad Scott, you lose four or five games and you've got James Hurd sitting beside you. I know if you're confident enough, you just get the best team around you. But, yeah, I'm not sure James being your number two or three at Essendon is right. At another club, he'd be unbelievable like he was for Mark McVay. But I'm not sure at Essendon.
Yeah, I was thinking about Geelong and whether they'd be interested. I know that they've just won the premiership and their coaching department is about as good as you can get. But they did have a role for Ross Lyon as well. So I thought they offered Ross a role. And basically it was a role that Ross, you know, they put it to him. What role do you think would serve you best? I feel like James Hurd would be an amazing fit at Geelong. I think Daisy Pearce is going to go in there as well. So they're always looking to get better. The Cats, maybe that's the home, but we'll wait and see. And this is a good text, and I want to get some audio from Damien Barrett yesterday, who spoke on the late trade, just about Brad Scott's intel in terms of all the other clubs, what players have been paid and privy to information that other senior coaches aren't, and perhaps that was an attraction for Essendon. So I'm reading that text there, just asking about Brad Scott's intel into other clubs. We'll hear from Damien Barrett on the late trade about that. On the other side of this, we are up and running. It's Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. And you can get involved on 1300 23 55 48. In fact, we've got lines available right now. We've got a window. If you want to have your say, we can take a few of your calls on the other side of this. So we'll come back and you can have your say after this.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Engineered in Germany. Proven in Australia. Search Continental Tires today.
Play the Monopoly game at Macca's for a 1-in-4 chance to bring home a win. Prizes like a Barbecues Galore Premium Barbecue Pack, an Ultimate Barco Gardening Kit, a Cliff Cinema Soundbar, and more. Download the My Macca's app and play today. Ends 18th of October. For full terms, visit mcdonalds.com.au.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives